Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. Good evening, everyone. Tonight is March 1st, 2018. And tonight, we want to get into slavery. And slavery with Indians, as American Indian and East Indian, Asian and African slavery. And tonight, I'm going to attack it from a forensic perspective. So I want all of you who are out there tonight to get your pen and paper, or paper and pen or pencil. And we're going to go on a historical journey tonight. And I'm going to clear up a lot of confusions and mishaps. When dealing with Negro, you have to understand that if you're going to research your ancestry or know anything about your forefathers here in America and abroad, the term Negro cannot be omitted or deleted. There are many people who are offended by the term Negro. If you're on this call tonight, I recommend you exit, because I'm going to probably use the word 1,000 times. You cannot, if you are a so-called Afro-American or African-American or colored or black in America, you cannot deny the word Negro. And tonight, I'm going to dig into it. As we deal with Indian ancestry, there are a lot of African Americans who claim they don't have any African in them, none whatsoever. Well, that's fine if you have really done your research. And what you have to be very careful with is social media. Looking at pictures and find people that look like or almost like or may be like ain't it. So what you have to do, you have to take time and dig into the colonial records. I have been blessed to have a thirst for knowledge. And it's very simple. You just have to take your feelings and emotions out of your research. I don't carry that with me when I go and research. It's personal, but I don't have any feelings and emotional tied into it, because what I am looking for is the truth. When you deal with the truth and you humble yourself, and you wander into an ocean of ignorance or a valley of ignorance, you will find knowledge. See, once you know everything, your horizon is limited. When you don't know, you find answers in things you do not know. And that is where the blessing comes from, not only in research, but in life. So as we take this journey tonight, we're going to venture. I'm going to take you as far back as 500, 600, 700, 800 years. And I want you to know some things. In the African slave trade, I want you to understand that Africa was just only a major shipping port. The slaves that had specialties, or the prisoners of war, or those kingdoms that they went to war with warring African tribes and Europeans, they enslaved the people who knew how to make cotton, who knew how to grow cotton, rice, sugar. They did the same exact thing further down in India and Asia. The European, the white European, knew nothing about growing these things. Therefore, he went and enslaved the people who knew how to. I defy any white person to tell me differently. If you were so smart, you would not have enslaved anybody to grow cotton, to grow sugar, to grow tobacco. You would have done it yourself because you did enslave your own white people. The British convicts, and they couldn't do it. So you have to understand the misconceptions of history or of how it has been taught to us. Omitted, swept under a rug, disregarded. And the whole people. So don't have the audacity to tell me anything because I'm not listening to you. You had 400 or 500 years to get it right, and you still omitted pertinent information. Most people don't realize that certain part of India was cut off from Africa. See, these are things you have to understand. So during slavery time, A lot of those African countries of people from India. Some of them were mixed. So you got to realize when you deal with those countries that are called Rooms, Cameroon. What are you talking about? How many years? Hundreds of years. Have the Indian and the African been mixing in that country in the days of slavery to produce what Europeans call less black? These are things you must understand. You must understand that during slavery time, there's a race that they brought in this country called Indo-African. Up until 1908, it still exists. You don't have to take my word for it. Just go and research the Tri-State Medical Society of 1908. Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Not to mention the some 60,000 East India Indian slaves that ended up in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, especially North Carolina. So when many of you are talking about your ancestors are Indian, your ancestors were not talking about American Indian. They're talking about the Tamale people. Well, Chief Langley, where did you get this from? The colonial records of the slave trade written by the British. See, many of you get cut off talking about the Trinidadian people down in Trinidad in the Caribbean, and they're mixed with coolies, not understanding that some of your ancestors come directly from there in our Trinidadia, but when they got here in America, they just called them Negroes. These are things you have to understand. See, no other genealogist is going to tell you this. No other historical society is going to tell you this. But the House of Ancestry is going to tell you this because you need to know. It's painful to know that so-called African-American people were an experiment doing slave breeding to most of them, and they don't know who they are. That is not to be taken for granted. You must know, and those of you who are listening, and those of you who are researching, you owe it. It is your duty to find what resonates inside of you. It is your day, because your ancestors have put it into your mind to be the one in your family to find these solutions that haunt many of you at night and you toss and turn because you don't know where you come from. And so you got American social construct just put a label on you. Well, all African Americans ain't African. Some are Indian from India. Some are Japanese from Japan. Some are Chinese. See, what many of you don't understand, the light-skinned Chinese and Japanese that you see today, the white ones, those are not the ones that they enslaved. You go to southern Japan or southern China and see don't you don't find somebody as dark-skinned like you. All you have to do is take time and go look at the census of South Carolina during the 1920s and all the Japanese and Chinese that came into this country. They labor colored and black. You better understand this. So for these Negroes going around, everybody Amerindian, no, they're not. They don't know. Be careful what you feed your mind. Social media can be a blessing, but social media can also be a curse. Be careful what you feed your mind. Just lightly. Because this is serious business of knowing who you are and what you are. In this research, you can find a cure for mental illness, a cure for physical sickness, a cure for spiritual. See, many a times, illnesses that are in you is spiritual. And that spiritual gets in your mind sometime and you think you sick. And you say to yourself, I feel sick. But that's only a feeling. So you got to be careful how you feed your mind, your thoughts. There comes a point in time where thoughts become things. At a certain level of vibration. See, you are to tell your feelings how to feel. And your body how to react. Not you follow your feelings. Your feelings are supposed to follow you. I'm trying to tell y'all something here tonight. So, on this journey now, let's go back and let's start. Because in East Africa, that's where the beginning of the slave trade happened. If you research and take time, you will find many people coming from Madagascar headed into the Caribbean, headed into mainland America. Madagascar has 18 different ethnic groups of people. Some of them, they are likened to the same as the Polynesians. So many of you take a DNA test and Polynesians show up. Some of you have aunts and uncles, and mostly aunts. Somebody in the family will show up looking like a Samoan, a Hawaiian. Why is that? They come from the same mother and father. Nobody had to be tipping. You need to be educated on what's in your ancestral line that may come out from four or five generations back. And you wonder why sometimes none of your children look alike. You be two dark-skinned people. Sometimes you have two light-skinned children. Or you be light-skinned and somebody come out dark. Mama don't always have to be tipping. You need to understand what your genealogy is. You need to understand that you may have been affected by slave breeding. You need to understand these things. Slave breeding was a powerful instrument Then I'd look into the archives. Sometimes I'd read. I'd take a book and throw it out the door and walk away. Of seeing how they created stalls and placed African, Indian, American Indian, East Indian, Polynesians, and some Scottish and Irish women in the stalls. And these women stayed in these stalls for 5 to 10 years. They were nothing but breeders that they call rich. See, that's why you got to be careful with the Amazing Grace song that saved a wretch like me. Whore? That's what he was? A whole different topic, but I'm not going to get into that. But these women lining these stalls, breeding, creating different races of people to be sold at different prices to do different things. See, you got to understand that a Sambo, I'm going to really break it down to you. The Sambo is a mixture of an African and an East Indian. It's your Sambo. So when the Spanish was talking about Indian and an African makes a Negro now they are talking about the American Indian or the Caribbean Indian, not the East Indian and the African. See, you got to know how to define the two. If you research long enough, you will find it. There's no greater blessing than staying in the unknown. It's like swimming in an ocean and you don't see no land. But you continue to swim, continue. Sooner or later, you stumble upon a branch or a leaf. Then you realize land is far. Land is near. Or you see the doves flying now. They are the birds. Land is not far. You got to have an open mind. Ignorance is not a bad thing. Stupidity is. It's a whole different ball game. So now all these people from Madagascar, as I looked into the archives of the Truth Commission coming out of South Africa, I'm finding all these people from Madagascar being enslaved, coming into the Caribbeans, then going into the Americas, long before they brought any West African first. It was the East Africa, these mixture of people. I've stumbled across some 40,000 over 50, 60 years. See, the West African tribes, these warring tribes, these farmers, these cattle herders, we're going to build a new nation because these are the people we're going to enslave and bring into the Americans. See, you got to understand that Africa is a continent. Not all the people look alike. East African don't look like a West African, nor Central African, nor North African. Just like Native Americans in the Southeast don't look like Native Americans out West or the Midwest. These are things you got to understand because they try to make you think everything African is insulting. But they deny all of the history of the African sailing the seas in the Americas. How come the Spanish still have this information? How come the British have it in their archives? How come you find it down in the back room of the Smithsonian? See, I have been blessed and privileged to see these things in my lifetime. See? So I know for a fact Native Americans of the Southeast, many of them, many of those tribes carry African traits. Just like the mosquito people down in Honduras. Just like some of the Mayan over in Belize. But see, they don't tell you they enslaved the Mayans in this country. But see, if you study the log trade, the mahogany trade, you will find these Mayan slaves coming into America. Women and children. See, Belize didn't have a plantation system. They had a logging system. You got to understand this. So many of you so-called African-Americans may have mine ancestry, too, coming into slavery. I just have to tell you exactly how it is. These things are important. These things are factual. If I can find this information as an independent researcher, surely Harvard and Yale and Princeton has it. I'm sure some of the black HBCUs have it. But they're not allowed to teach it in their curriculum. Or they'll charge you so much to take the course just to find this information. See? So now, as we go up, I'm leaving East Africa now. Because on East Africa, with the tribes of Madagascar, these people are mixed with Chinese. They're mixed with India from India. They're mixed with people from Indonesia. They're mixed with various Bantu and various other African tribes. Thousands of years on this island. So many of those slaves come up in America, long black hair. Y'all swole long black hair. Grandmama was Cherokee. Cherokee ain't never been to Madagascar. So you need to know your history. See, Cherokee is one of the things you should stay away from. Because there's so much confusion about Cherokee people. How can one tribe be all over the United States? You got Cherokee now in Hawaii. You got Cherokees in Alaska. You got Cherokees in California. But when you go look at the colonial count from the 1700s, it was only 2,500 of those people. So how did they expand all over the place? Everything Cherokee ain't Cherokee. And those that are Cherokee would tell you, you're not Cherokee. They never said you didn't have an Indian ancestry. Because a lot of them know the truth. These are things you got to be aware of. You should ask your question. Why do you go to Native American powwows in the South and Northeast? And all these powwows, people have the same tradition. How is that possible with all these different ethnic groups of Native people that were here? Everybody do the same thing? Play the same music? Dance the same way? Wear the same clothes? No. Well, what happened to the non-civilized tribes of people? What happened to them? Since there's only five civilized tribes and there were over 1,000 ethnic group of people in the Southeast alone. Maybe some of you need to do some research on these non-civilized people that they claim didn't have any treaties with the American government that been slavery. See, these are things you guys need to understand and quit gravitating to the norm. Grandma may not have been Cherokee. Might have been Cherokee. May have came from the Creek Confederation. I had a woman approach me, her ancestors were Full Blood Creek. Ain't no Full Blood Creek. That's a confederation. What are the ethnic groups that made up that confederation? Calusa? Cassada? Chickasaw? Choctaw? Muscogee is a language. It's a trade language. Apalachee? Uchi is not Creek. Entirely different ethnic group of people and language. The Yama? I can go on and on and on and on. Because what many of you doing is just gravitating to five civilized tribes, and that ain't you. That proves the lack of your research. You under the banner of Afro-American. Whatever ethnic group that's inside of you, you need to deal with slavery. for the most part, unless you have some ancestors who were free people of color. And those free people of color, at one time, ancestors may have been slaves. Don't waste your time on that. Do your research. Well, Chief Langdon, where to refine these information? Research the archives. Many of your ancestors are named after the tribes or ethnic group they are. Do not omit. Let me tell you something. When the British said in the 1700s, of the 730,000 people, 70% of those people were descendants of East Indians and 30% were of Africans. I am telling you now, more East India Indians came into this country as slaves than Africans. But all they will give you is a slave trade coming out of West Africa. Well, what about East Africa? Huh? What about the Pacific Coast? Didn't exist? There's sure as hell a Polynesian slave trade. How did they get here? The mine slave trade. You got to be careful with white folks with history. They omit. They disregard. They try to give you a colonial romance. That ain't what you're looking for. If you want to become a better family, historian, a genealogist, you need to study history from a forensic perspective. You find your people. You study slavery from the African slave trade, you will find out that Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, what is known as Singapore today, was all part of East India. See? So when you take the time to maps, now you really going to understand what is going on. The maps ain't gonna lie to you. See, they done take north, they've taken northeastern Africa and then turned it into the Middle East. Now you go take a DNA test, they're talking about people from the middle. No, that's northeast Africa. It was northeast Africa long before it was the Middle East when they start developing that in the early 1900s. Gotta understand history. Telling you these things because I want you to know. Every African American in this country ain't no Amerindian. Every Negro in this country, all the Negroes are the true American in it. Really? Well, if you're talking about pre-Columbian Africans, how is a pre-Columbian African a Native American? Some of you Negroes are confused as hell because you don't know what you're talking about. The Africans came here first, but no African crossed the ocean. Slavery didn't happen, but white folks came here and didn't bring nobody with them. Okay. Be careful what you eat on social media. It might not be good for your genealogical diet. Stay away from it. So now with the Tri-State Medical Society of 1908 says 325,000 Indo-African retook from Bunei, Malabar, and Cameroon over a 300-year period. Why would they say that? This is in 1908. Chief Langley, I never heard of the Indo-African. I never heard of the Indo-African until I started digging into it and say, wow, I need to research this a little more. Let me tell you something about me. Before I start speaking on something, I research it for at least 6 months or a year before I even start speaking on it. I got to make sure this is factual. I got to check this out. I got to pray on this. I got to meditate on this. I got to go dig in the Spanish archives on this now, and the French, and the British. Let me see what the Portuguese are doing since they're the major indicators. Let's see what's going on. Is this true? Then what is an Indo-African? Oh, let me study some African history now. All these different African ethnic groups. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now I see. Southern Ethiopia is India before they colonized it and cut it off. Wow. Why are there so many Africans in India, and why are there so many Indians in Africa? Ah, European conquering. Wow. It's been that way for thousands of years. Wow. Man. Let me see, can I find some of these Asians? Oh, they're not called Asians. What are they called in colonial time? Negro Asiatics. Wow. Sailors, what are they calling them? Black Portuguese. Wow. Damn. Man, how come the British have all this history? And America's not saying nothing about it. See, America is a stepchild of the British. They really gonna tell some lies. Trust me. I didn't find any historian. Let's sit down and have a talk. Guarantee you. And what's funny, I only use social media to educate. But I have more archaeologists and anthropologists following me. Don't take my word for it. Go scan my friend list and look at some of them. How do I have what they don't have? Because I got the initiative and the drive to research this stuff. That they done wrote something wrong for so many years and don't have enough pride to say, hey, I was wrong, or we got this wrong. That's the blessing of being an independent researcher. You don't have to deal with none of that crap. See? I was invited to join several genealogical societies. Langley, you can't teach that in here. Good. I stay my black behind. That ain't what I said, but y'all know what I said. I ain't gonna cuss tonight. I'm in my black behind over here. I don't need you. I'm really gonna step up the tempo now. Because all I have, nothing but time. And I'm hungry for this knowledge. And I want the people to know. That's why I dedicate myself in my spare time to get this information, dissect this information, and deliver it to a people who need to know. But it's true. A lot of African Americans have Indian ancestry, but it is not Native American. It is East India. Take my word for it. Go and search the East India Company and find what the East India Company is bringing out of India into the Caribbean, into America. A coolie down in the Caribbean may not be a Chinese, might be an Indian from India. I just want you to think on that. So when they bring these Chinese into America, these coolies into America to build a railroad, a lot of these people building the railroads in the South are not Chinese. They come from India. But America just say Negro. Caribbean, coolie. Or whatever ethnic group. That's one thing I can say about the Caribbean islands. they kept a lot of their necessities pure of knowing who is what and who is mixed with what. America just keeps changing the Negro name every 35, 40 years. What's next? See? They're already playing with slavery. I detest when I hear someone say forced migration as a substitute for slavery. The Trail of Tears is a forced migration. Slavery is not. How are you going to get a forced migration out of raping women, raping men, hanging women, hanging men? That's forced migration. Forced migration is going over to Oklahoma and going to this reservation. I'm not too keen with that. At all. Because I will not whitewash history. I didn't start doing it. I ain't going to end doing it. If the kitchen is too hot for some people, they need to get the hell up out of the kitchen. We don't play around with this. You got a race of people been in this country 400 or 500 years. Some been in this country longer. Came in with the Spanish. Some was in the country longer, navigating the seas. Mandi and Fulani people, pre-Columbian Africans. How come all the statues you find in the Spanish archives and museums are these pre-Columbian Africans? The Americans said nothing about it. Go look in the back room of the historian, the Smithsonian. See what you find. Go in the basement. See what you find. These are different ethnic groups of people. Even when De Soto came in, many of those North Africans that was with him did not return. They married into those native tribes. It is written. So if he had some 600 troops and some 300 didn't return and some others died, who did they marry? The Southeast Native American culture is different. West. Most of the tribes out west was not assimilated like the Southeast. I'm telling you something now. There are a lot of Native American tribes in slavery. And those women that they had laying up in those stalls, mating with African men, and vice versa. See, what they don't tell nobody for a long time, when they first got bringing slaves in, they didn't bring any women and children. It was just men. Then they wanted a control factor. They started bringing women and children. Well, who are these women going to mate with to reproduce? What do you think was going on down in the Barbados that white folks don't want to talk about? All them white women in slavery down there that you breeding with these African men for hundreds and so years, you don't want to talk about? And the British decide to call the Carolinas when people from Barbados came up to colonize it a mulatto colony? Why is that? See, you got to learn history. And the more you know about history, the better off you will be. These things are very, very important. Very important. And so tonight, I'm touching on these things. But do not, I'm telling all of you right now, do not omit any East Indian ancestry, as some of your ancestors claiming they're Indian. And when they don't know what tribe is, I promise you, start looking at India. Understand, the Nigars, N-E-G-E-R, come out of India. Well, let's talk about the first people, the blacks that came to Jamestown in the 1620s, the Negroes. Oh, but they wasn't slaves, they were indentured. Where did they come from? India. The blackest people on the planet is not in Africa, it's in India. You look at a Pakistani or Bangladeshi. Got to understand these things and understand that many of these people in American social construct came under the Negro factor. According to the census of the 1940 Agriculture Society, every person in this country, non-white, is colored. And they named the races or the ethnic groups: Chinese, Japanese, American Indian. I ain't asked for it. I'm telling you what it said. So if they're going to coin the American Indian that, it must have was some dark-skinned people coming out of the Southeast, not as light as these people are today. Because many of the tribes out west, and many of you don't know this, there was a wave of refugees from Vietnam in the 70s. Where did the United States place these people? On many Native American reservations. So many of those tribes out west are mixed with Vietnamese, Korean, Thai, people from Laos, wherever. Don't take my word for it. Go Google it. Research it. Some 60,000 scattered across the United States. Some ended up in the major cities. Some ended up in the South. The bulk of them ended up on Native American reservations, and the government paid those tribes millions of dollars to take those folks in. So when you look at them, some of them, and they look like they come from Asia, that's because they are mixed with people from Asia. You must know. Now, I'm sure some of those Western tribes are going to get mad and come blah, but you can do whatever the hell you want. History speaks for itself. That's where many of those people went. It is public information. So you got to understand these things. So now when we deal with the South and the Seminoles were no more than Native American slaves. Freeing themselves from slavery from other tribes and colonial slavery, uniting with Africans, Indians, and every other person who was in this country, who were enslaved, came a part of that federation. Got to know your history. Many of you really need to take time and read slave narratives. You might find some of your ancestors you didn't know was in a slave interview. And see what they tell you. What their mama was, or what their daddy was, or what they are. See? Pitching an Indian and what an Indian looked like, that's not the norm across the board. Because different races of people, different ethnic groups look different. So you can only familiarize that with what you know. These things are important. So the majority of you Afro-American Negroes, you need to be concerned about the Southeast. Not out west. Some of those tribes out west never been colonized. Blackfoot, Blackfeet. They ain't the same Blackfoot, Blackfeet in the South. So you got to understand what these definitions are. According to the Choctaw, Blackfoot is an Indian woman who married an African. According to the Cherokee, is an offspring of an African and an Indian better understand this. So y'all talking about your mama was a Blackfoot, better be careful. You ain't got no African in you. Now you are dealing with the derogatory term of Blackfoot. Ain't talking about the Blackfoot tribe out in Montana up in Canada. Talking about them people down in North Carolina. Mostly pony people. Is that the same as a pony today? I don't know. There are different branches of them. People change. Ethnic group. People migrate in, migrate out. I can't speak on that, but I can only speak historically. So you got to understand. But you better understand. All those 60,000 East Indians come up in here, especially Tamale, and those people that came from Pakistan. North Carolina is filled with them. You take my word for it. Just go and do some genealogical research, and you will find, as you go back and read into these old archives and court cases, you will find just how many people from East India is actually in this country. See? Look at the singer Johnny Mathis. What do you think he is? That's just an example. That's why you have to deal with the Negro. Many of your ancestors was fine with being Negro, but they ain't African. Or they're a mixture of African and Indian. Or they got three or four races in them after being in this country for 400 years, they just say recolored. Some of everything. But you will omit that. You shouldn't omit the different races or ethnic groups inside of you, because that will help you solve problems of mental illnesses, physical disabilities, sicknesses. These things are very important, because different ethnic groups of people, some of them carry specific type of deficiencies. And when you cross those different races, now you got new diseases that popped up. So these people shouldn't have been mixing in the first place. You mixed race, you got all kind of ailments in you. It is not a secret when you go to the medical examiner or the doctor. They ask you sometimes, what's your ethnicity? What's in your genes? What race are you? Because of certain medication they can't give to you, that they give to other people. You might get misdiagnosed by not knowing. These are the things you need to be concerned about. I'm not telling you what I reckon. I'm telling you what I know. So in that factor, let's back up 325,000. I came across information that says Frederick Douglass' mother came from East India. Wow. That was her heritage. Well, if I can find this in the archives, I'm sure other scholars can find it too. It's something beautiful when you go and read colonial records and you read some of these arguments and debates on the floor of the General Assembly, and they bring up ancestry of certain Negroes because they knew the slave owner, and they knew the slave owner registration of the slave. They knew what the slave was bred with from slave breeding. Do not omit slave breeding. I don't care what they say. White folks might not want to own up to it. Now, that's where dog kennels come from. It was first slave kennels. And you search some of these dog kennels, these families, you're going to trace them back to slave breeding families. They're no longer breeding people. Now they're breeding dogs. I'm telling you what I know to be fact. Not all of them, but there are some that have been around When you find the ones who say that they've been around breeding for 200 and 300 years, you know exactly what time it is. I'm telling you what I know. Just research it. So many of you were experiments. So let's mix an East Indian with an African. So let's take this mulatto over here now and mix that with the next generation. Let's see what we get. Let's see how high they can jump. Let's see how they can withstand the sun. We want a good fisherman? Well, let's breed him over here with this Native American here. See, will he track into the woods? I'm telling you what they've done. They were testing white folks in the 1920s by looking at a male ball. If the bottom of his nuts were black and dark, they knew he had some type of African or Asian ancestor. I don't make this stuff up. This is what white folks were doing. They're looking at the fingernails of a woman and could tell by the color of her nails if she had any African ancestry. The balls of a white man, the fingernails of a white woman. I don't make this stuff up. These are things that I have came across in my research. And I found to be astounding, but they happen. So if some of you out here dating some white men, and he got some dog balls, you know what time it is. I don't make the news, I just report it. These things are very important. So when you deal with Indian ancestry, you really now need to, is it Native American American? Or is it East India? Or is it from Guinea, Africa? Or is it from Papua New Guinea? You should research why those places on a different side of the continent got the same name. What is the connection between Guinea, Africa, and Papua New Guinea? You might want to talk to some Portuguese slave trader. He might tell you something. Because he saw the same people on two different sides of the planet. Maybe. These are the things you need to be concerned about. Because it's crucial. So tonight, I just wanted to hammer away. Because there's so much information on East Indian slaves inside the walls of America that has been buried, swept under the rug. And those might be your people. See, they call them the city people in India and claim that they're nothing but just Africans. But many of them are mixed. See, you got to understand what a mulatto is. Mulatto just don't mean black and white. Mulatto can be a Chinese and black, Chinese and white. Native American and black, Native American and white. But think about this. Let's take a journey of a 400-year time frame. In the first 400 years, you African. Now, after 20 years, that African child now decides to go out, mess with a white woman. Now, they both in slavery together. Now you got a mulatto. Now that mulatto decides, I got a taste for a Native American. Wow, he marries a Native American, now produce a child. Now that child decides, I like East Indian women. Wow. Bam. Now what do you got? A bowl of fruit cocktail? So in a 400-year time frame, if you don't know your ancestry, you don't know what the hell is in your gene. So folks are taking DNA tests and not understanding DNA tests. Well, how I got all these different things in me? Really? Have you considered slave breeding? Have you considered a transition over periods of time of mixing different people? Things are very important. See, the one thing the Negro need to understand in this country, your history didn't start here. Unless you are a Native American to these parts. But then again, if you're a pre-Columbian African and you've been in this country for 1,000 years, they didn't have to go far to pick you up. You were already here. These things are very important. See, I took the time and had the privilege to read Columbus' diary. I didn't see one time he said these people look like they come from India. He said these folks look like they come from Asia. They are Asian black. This is what's in this man's diary. It's not, people say, well, you know, Columbus had an African on his ship. Really? It's not surprising to me because I read his diary where the man spent 28 years in Africa sailing. Quite naturally, he's going to have Africans on his ship. And he didn't have one. He had more than one. Well, Columbus didn't have any children. Really? You better go read his diary. He had many African maidens. Wow. Oh, Chief Langley, that's preposterous. If you don't get your own round from me about preposterous, well, how come the Spanish got this information? How come the Portuguese got this information? They're the same people. How come several African libraries have this information on Columbus? And how come America all of a sudden don't have it? America always will sweep something under a rug and hide it in a closet. They don't tell you about white slavery that exists. See, let me tell y'all something. White slavery ended in America in 1838 or 1839 when the British said no more. So you got a question when you see these ancestry commercials and they have white people on there and they're saying, wow, I thought I was Scottish, but I'm German. How you don't know who you are because you come from slaves. Oh, we're an indentured servant. Yep, the same indentured servant who can be sold and bought and hung and whipped and bred, just like the African and the East Indian and the Native American. Just watch the commercials. Oh, I didn't know we were Portuguese. I didn't know I have that in the family. How you not know? You the slave master? You the free white man. Because if you study the census, it will tell you how many free white people in the house. Why does it say free? Because many of them was in slaves. They were in slavery. And I don't sugarcoat it. And each time I get to talk about it, I talk about it. These things are very, very important. So don't let nobody tell you otherwise. They were enslaved in this country by the hundreds of thousands. But you read the colonial records, it was the ancient white slaves in the 1700s. Why? Ooh. So you got to be careful. So they're mixing in the stables too. Then they hide the white grandma or grandpa and say, oh, they were Indian. Really? Okay. Either a Watusi, a Jubu, or something else. Plenty of them got Yoruba in them. And many of them, their native ancestry is crossed with an African or an East Indian. See, these are things you got to understand. If a white man got an Indian in his family and an Indian in his blood, he was not so, how can I say this? I want to say it correctly. Was being prejudiced against in the 1930s and 90s because he could pass for white. So let's talk about the people that couldn't pass. Can't hide what they are. See? But you got to understand this strategy to take land and property. Well, I'm Indian in my heart. Okay. Somebody gonna get tired of hearing that. You done took a man's culture. You done took a man's livelihood. You done brought a man from foreign soil. You done mixed a man's blood without his consent. Sometimes the ancestors that's inside of you will rise up in your consciousness. And they wonder sometimes why some folks snap. Because they are alive and well. These things are very important. So tonight, I'm going to open the floor for a few questions and answers. I'll start with 313. 313-742. You have any questions? I guess not. 44667.
No questions.
Okay. 44380. 44380. 111.
Is that me, Chief?
That would be you, Jerry.
Okay.
The Worcester.
I was listening when you was talking about the East Indian people and where they come from. What I'm hearing from what you talk tonight, which I've been studying at, and I see that there are a lot more East Indian people here than what we know. It's what you keep, what I keep hearing tonight, and hearing it through what you, you know, through the slavery, through the stall, through the slave breeding process, all of that. And I want to just add something to that, too, Chief. People have a tendency to want to always, like you said, jump on the bandwagon of Native American and leave out all this other ancestry. I want people to understand, because I had this happen with me. You can actually have a legal document, and I thought you was going to cover that in there, that says something about who those ancestors are, like Cherokee. But the document did not match up with the anthropology, the genealogy, nor the DNA. So just because you have a legal document saying that you're something does not necessarily make you who you are. Because usually what happens, you'll find, if it's anything to that, you either find them people or you won't find those people. You can't go off of what someone tells you by saying, even though it was a 1908 document that was saying something like, these people came out of this country, out of this county, but they showed to have drawn no money, couldn't find where their mom and dad was, and we're talking back in the 1800s, they couldn't find any of these people, but yet they were going off of statements of what mom and dad had told them. Those things you have to go and research, because even when they say it, does not necessarily make that true. That's why you have to research those things out. Mine did not come, it came back with India, but it was the East Indian, the Indo-African people. It did not show that. It did not show the native, because they, when they wrote their statement, they left going out of county. Read your documents that you have. Make sure you read them carefully. It went into saying stuff about county, country. When they said country, then as I continued to research, I began to find more about the East Indian people. So I just want to make sure people understand that. Don't take a document and say that that's exactly what it is, and you can't go find your people. You probably got a bogus document. You just need to research it out and probably find where it really is, because sometimes our families had information, but they didn't have it correctly. They knew they came from somewhere, but they didn't know where. That's what we can do. Research these things out and find where they are.
Okay. Now, since Jerry made a good point, I'm going to give y'all a few research techniques. I'm going to give you something to think about. Country. When you live in the city, your cousins live outskirts, or your grandmother or great-grandmother, they will say they live in the country. So you got city, town, country. What country are you from? Many a times in these records, they are not talking outside of the United States. What country? I live in the country. I live in the country in Allendale County. I live in the country in Foxborough County. Do you understand what I just said to you? There's a reason why outside the city limits, it's called the country. You must pay very close attention to that. That's very important. Ancestors in reading documents and folks are saying Indian and don't know where they come from. You're now dealing with an Indian who's probably been in slavery. Totally cut off. But then again, when you research the colonial records, you will find they are calling East Africans Indians. People from Madagascar, people from Mauritania, people from South Africa, people from Mozambique, people from Tanzania, they are calling Indians in early colonial records. I'm talking in the 1800s. Matter of fact, you reach the census after 1870, you will find people saying they come from Ethiopia. They come from Ghana. They come from Mozambique. Are important. Or you find some names you never heard of. There are so many Yuchis you will find in slavery by reading the slave narratives. And they will tell you they come from Ogeechee country. I've read some of those things and chills come through my body because now I know I'm dealing with some of my people. Had to check things out. And sure enough, there it is. See, when you take time to start researching and chills come over you when you stumble a name, a certain event, that's a sign that just hits you to the core, which is of you. See, many a times in doing this research, you have to pay attention to the spiritual signs, because those are your indicators. See, the consciousness of our ancestors still live inside of us. But see, we are unaware of things. But let me break this down to you. Your body has a memory. just like your mind. This is why you and I will have our grandfather's or grandmother's nose or cheeks or eyes or ears because of that memory. We will have their consciousness, what comes out in our personality. That's why some of us walk like our father or grandfather or grandmother or mother or talk. Sometimes you can't tell the difference in a voice between the son, the father, and the grandson, because they sound just alike when you call. Same thing with the mothers. Same thing with sisters. Why? Is because of memory. Memory is not just physical. It's a spiritual thing that comes into consciousness. Woo, he sounds just like his grandfather. But he never met him, but he walked just like him. She walked just like Aunt Sarah. Woo, you heard it. Why is that? Because of the memory that's inside. These are things you have to be aware of. These things are important. Now, when doing your research, first thing you need to write down, and I want y'all listening to write this down, is laws. What is the particular law of this province, this township, this plantation, or this county? Why am I giving you that? Because there's a point in time, about 200 to 300 years in this country, the ethnicity of a person is given a certain tax. So now if you go into the tax records and the probate records, you will find what a lot of your people are, because they are being taxed on the ethnicity of who they are. Anybody who was less white, they were taxing. Tell you now. All you need to do is go study, read the colonial law of South Carolina of 1848. Well, what does it got to do with me? I'm trying to find Indian answers. Damn it, go read it. You will find more about Indian people in South Carolina under that colonial law than anything else. It will tell you that in South Carolina, the condition of a mulatto is an English woman and a Negro man. That's why a lot of white people in South Carolina got Negro grandfathers. They don't want to own up to it, but the law says it. Why did they create a law if it wasn't plentiful? Well, how did it happen? All these white women in slavery. South Carolina had hundreds of white people in slavery. But you got to understand, the degree of white back then was higher than it is today. A lot of these white people today, they wouldn't pass for white 100 years ago. Not before that 1930 census come out. I defined them to say different. They will stick their behinds right back with the rest of the Negro. They would not pass. Straight up. No, I'm not talking about Mariah Carey type. These things are very important to understand. A degree of whiteness in this country, a lot of them are passing today according to the law. I'm telling you, wouldn't pass. I'm telling you right now. Some of these country music singers, they wouldn't pass. Some of these little R&B groups, they wouldn't pass. Trying to tell you. You singing like a Negro, we're going to put you right over there with him. You dancing like one, we're going to stick you right over there with them, because we need to check out to see what's in your blood. So you're a white man, you shouldn't be acting that way. All you got to do is read the colonial laws. It would tell you that, how they taxing people on their behavior to determine their necessity. White woman slept with a black man, she's automatically a Negro. Automatically. Time in this country where a woman married a man from another race or country, she lost her U.S. citizenship. You have to understand these things, how people get lost in the mix. But these are educated white people making these laws, or presumed to be. These are things you must understand. So country does not always mean outside the United States. Go into the plantation records. Go visit the plantation. Read the family papers in that plantation. If you don't know what plantation your folks come from, you need to find the nearest one from the last place you knew your great-grandmother lived. Or grandmother, depending on how long. See, women in my family had longevity. So my grandmother lived to be 106. Her grandmother lived to be 100. Her sister that I had the privilege of meeting, and my great-grandmama died in 1920. But listen to me. So my grandmother, great-aunt, Aunt Laura, lived to be 114 years old. And I had the blessing of being taught family history by this woman every Sunday and afternoon after school. But on Sunday, every Sunday on the ride to church in the family station wagon, I would get my lecture. Every Sunday. Not one missing. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I didn't miss a day out of church until I finished high school and I was 19 years old. Every Sunday. But my grandparents, my mother and father, as I called them, my Aunt Laura in the back. At 100 years old, she was babysitting me. Then I get off the bus, I'd go to Aunt Laura right across the street. Time and in time, she would say, "Baby, many moons." She said, "I was a little girl, and I knew when I was a little girl, when Sherman came through." I'm like, "Wow, who is Sherman?" And as we go traveling to Scriven County across the bridge, going on Burton Ferry Road, she said, "These are the parts where those troops came through when I was a child." This is what my great-great-aunt told me, my grandmother great-aunt. So she was my great-great-aunt. She said, "Baby, let me tell you something. I knew my great-grandmama. You know how old I is? Many moons, isn't it? I'm going to tell you how long we've been here. Don't you write nothing down when I talk to you. You listen. You put it in your head, nobody will never take it away from you. Now come here and give me a kiss. Tell me things. We've been here for a long time, baby. A long time. If we came from Africa, my great-grandmama ain't see it. I ain't saying it didn't happen. But you a Uchi, baby." "Yes, ma'am. We've been here before slavery. We're here during slavery. And we're here after slavery. You be happy with who you are. Don't let nobody tell you nothing differently. Every grain of sand you walk on here, you walking on some of your people. So you respect this ground you walk on." "Yes, ma'am." You sick? Ruby, stop. Sally, let's get out. There's a side bank side the road. Go and eat some of that red clay. Dig down. Eat it. I ain't giving you no candy. I'm going to give you some of this. I had more energy for eating red clay. I ate more red clay every Sunday than one can imagine. But see, I was the little one. And always around the elder people or the old people. And I didn't realize how precious it was till I became a man. And I reflect back on what was given to me as a child. And as a result of what was given to me as a child, I'm able to teach some of you today. I didn't ask for it. It was given to me to do. See, these things are very important. My aunt lived by herself. She's about 108 years old. So my cousins came and took her to Florida. She lived another 6 years after that. She didn't want to live with nobody. She wanted to live by herself. Could not creep up on her. She could smell you coming. She could look outside and look and tell you it's noon. It's 8 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. Oh, how you do that? Read the clouds, baby. Look at the shade on that tree over there. See, when that weeping willow hits this point, you know what time it is. See, she would read time by the clouds and the shadow on the trees. I'm 6, 7 years old getting all of this. These are the things that I grew up with. So not everybody had that option. But if she lived to be 114 and she knew her great-grandmother, how much knowledge do you think she passed to me are important? See, whenever you get a chance to be around someone who's been around, you reverend that. See, my grandma, she would tell me, baby, wisdom don't always come with age. It comes with your life experience and your circumstances, which many will develop to have what they call an old soul. These are things you must understand. Well, ain't nobody tell you otherwise. So I open the floor back up before we get out of here. 313-742. Yeah, it sounds like you dying. I hope you're okay. 404-667.
No question.
Okay. Grandmaster Ward, any questions?
I'm good, Chief. Thank you. Good class tonight. Thank you.
404-330. You have anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go back over the reclassification of the Negro. Every 50 years being reclassified.
What do you want to know about it?
The new term. Sub-Saharan?
I don't know what the next term is going to be, because every 35, 40 years, they're changing it. I tell black people all the time, why is it you change and everybody else stays the same?
I don't know,
that's
Chief.
Mystery. That's a mystery there. That's something somebody don't want you to know. There ain't no hiding everybody Native American. No, you might be East Indian. Where does your identity lie that they keep changing you because of slavery and white people still white? Now, the Japanese and the Chinese just got out of this in America in 1968 now. Don't let nobody fool you with that. Up until 1968, Chinese, Japanese, Koreans in this country considered colored and black. I don't make the law. That's what the law was. Then they start classing them as Asian and white, getting out of the 60s into the 70s. I have many census records showing this to be fact. So they can be whatever they want today. So folks wonder, when Chinese come into the black community and open up black hair stores and Chinese restaurants, a light should come on. Because these Chinese that come in the black community are classified as black colored. I ain't telling y'all no secret. I'm telling you something you just not aware of. Why do you think there are so many in the black community? Because they are classified as black and colored. And since you won't get your small business loan, they get it. Let me explain something to y'all. How are Koreans going to tell you about your hair? Think about this. How a Korean woman or a Chinese woman going to tell a black woman about her hair and sell her some Indian hair? A light don't come on to some of you women. Light don't come on to some of you black guys. Because they are classified as black. I don't make this up. How did Chinese come in here and open up and get a small business loan for black business? Because they classify them as black. Since the beginning of this country, when they came in here, they classified them as black. And down in Mississippi, in the mid-1860s, from 1860 to 1880, they were the vendors in the black communities after slavery. They ran the grocery stores and the barber shops and what later became known as the dry cleaners. Back then, it was laundry. Ain't no different today. That's why I don't get mad with them, because I know what time it is. I ask them quick. Let me see your ID. Cha-cha-joon my ass. Let me see your ID. Oh, you a black on these. Uh-huh. All you got to do is ask them. Let me see your ID, man. Let me see your driver's license. See it on it, say black on it. Guarantee you it will. See, these are things y'all need to know. I'm not mad with those people. Because I know the history. See, once you know the history of a person or people, you know how to deal with them. Why do you think all them brown-skinned Indians from India are in the black community with the stores? You think they got them classified as white? Ask to see his ID. Ask for her ID. I guarantee you it's got black or colored on it. Guarantee you his driver's license got black on it. Unless they look like Nikki Haley and it's going to say white. See, I study these things. I know these things. That's why I have no fear or any intimidation. Tell them all the time. I'm the Indian Columbus was looking for when he started his finding you. These are things y'all need to know. And this is what makes the House of Ancestry so special. Because I give you things as extraordinary that no one else will talk about. These things are important. Any other question, Prevo? Sorry to get off track a little bit.
Oh, no, you're on point. That's where I wanted you to go. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Professor Ward? Professor Ward,
yeah,
anything before we get out of here? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you come back to me. It must be meant for me to say this. I hope that this group, the 10-year tonight, understands something else you brought out as well. Using the term forced slavery, what that term is doing, if we start accepting that, is beginning to write out
migration.
The truth. Yes, forced migration. If we don't stop that and not allow that to be a part of what is not true, then we are washing out the true word slavery. Slavery is what it was. It's like you, as you explained it, Trail of Tears was forced migration. That's not what we did. It was, we were brought here by slavery. We need to make sure that term stays there to get the truth. It's not to smear it in anyone's face, but it's the facts. It's the truth. And, you know, I don't like that term, forced migration. That's not what we did. That's not what my ancestors went through. That's not what happened. It was slavery. And I just hope we get that and understand that, that when you start hearing certain words rewritten and they're writing them in this country, now they're trying to write stuff out. When they write these words out, they're writing you and I out of our ethnicity. They're writing us out of many, many things that could be owed to us that we are not aware of, that they don't want us to know. Just want to make that point.
313. 313 going once, going twice. All right. Well, then, that's been our lecture for tonight. I'm getting ready to go back overseas in about 3 weeks. I'm going to try and get a couple more out before I go. I'm an engineer by trade and degree. I've been in the engineering field for over 28 years. That's what I do for a living. I've been blessed to have seen 89 foreign countries in my lifetime through my work. I always remain humble, and when I go to these countries, I try to dig into the history of them. That's very important. And many of the things I have gathered, believe it or not, I've found and learned more about the United States by reading history outside of it in other countries. Because many of those books are barred from coming inside the United States. So I've had the pleasure to research and read some of those things, which makes me a better person, which makes me a better historian, makes me a better genealogist. Things are very important. So on that note, I want to thank each and every one of you. And next Thursday night, we should be back at it again with another lecture. I will try to dig more into some how-to tools for researching your ancestry. But the best thing I can tell each and every one of you, if you want to be a better family genealogist, learn history. Because history will open the doors. History is the gateway. An open mind is the key. And being humble and understand that in that sea, ignorance, which is infinite, there's a lot of knowledge and information out there to gather. Live in the sea of ignorance. Consume as much knowledge as possible. And you will become a better person. So on that note, good night, everyone.